ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. Put those earbuds in, turn up the volume, because it's the time for another edition of Double Take Sports Talk with the Watch Brothers right now.
All right, so let's go over what we got.
It's the headlines from the NFL and MLB.
All right, catch you on another episode of Double Take Sports Talk. Until then, ciao.
Week one came out to be one of the more interesting weeks in the NFL, of course, because it's always the beginning of the season.
I guess what they say is deja vu, to say the least. Wouldn't you say it'd be a deja vu in some cases and situations?
I could actually think of a couple scenarios. Yes, I can.
Yeah, it's like kind of like
for an example, with the particularly first score that I'm going to share with the Colts and the Jaguars, it's been a decade since they have been able to win a home opener or a opener period.
Yeah.
31-21 Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. I thought the Colts did play good. You mentioned some bad calls.
Some disappointments, yes, yeah, I did.
You know, some play calling that was bad. But mm-hmm. I think one of the biggest things I just want to mention just really, really quick, I see what they're doing, but they're missing the bigger piece of that puzzle. And Ursay pretty much ruined that piece.
Jonathan Taylor.
Yes. Yeah. I believe that with the way that they run these read options, they will be successful at it. And with Jonathan Taylor on the field, it would have been successful. But Ursay ruined that for not only himself, but for the team, mm-hmm. because he's a selfish, egotistical son of a – you get the point.
Yeah, so I get the point.
It's just one of those things where now you just have to kind of figure out how you're going to be able to move past that with his ignorance. You know, it's just pathetic.
It's pathetic. And then on top of that, now I will say that – even though I was halfway disappointed with some of the play calling, and you did make up a good point about that, but what I do see as a promising ordeal is the Colts' defense.
Yeah,
they're looking solid. Even though they allowed 31 points, they are solid.
Yeah, they are looking solid. It is a rebuild. You need to kind of, you know, be able to get together, get that chemistry together, try to figure out everybody's weaknesses while you're in the regular season and things like that. So it's going to be a rebuild, and it's not going to be something that's going to be right off the top where it's going to be right off successful. You could see that there's some dangers coming in, especially with them stopping the run game like that.
Absolutely.
It's just one of those things that where you always go through a history, or like history has a way of repeating itself, being that they can't finish the game. You know, you start out strong, but then you can't finish at the end. You always running out of fuel, and that's exactly how the coach has always been.
Right.
Thursday night opener, kickoff of the NFL, the Lions and the Chiefs. That shocked me to tears, 21-20. I was actually happy that Detroit won this game.
I was too. Happy. And I'm getting sick of people sitting up here talking about that Kansas City missed Travis Kelce. Hell, Detroit missed three starters, and they still won the game. I mean, it's plainly obvious that they did miss Travis Kelce, but don't be hating on the fact that Detroit won that game.
Yeah,
just kill that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They earned that win.
Yeah, because, you know, me and you talked about it a lot when we was doing fantasy, and one of the things that I brought the attention to you was Amon-Ra St. Brown. I'm like, this is one of your more better receivers in the game, and if you can actually get him as one of your superstars and Jared Goff would stop having his noodle arm moments, that he would be able to not only get the ball off to him to be able to do what he do, but Detroit would be able to do what they need to do to win games. And their defense is already solid, if you want my honest opinion.
Yeah, under, 20 points? Or 20 points exactly?
21-20, Detroit.
Yeah, why not? Shoot, they are looking pretty solid, so they just have to keep it up.
I would agree. Panthers and the Falcons, 24-10 Falcons, which was very interesting to me.
Yeah.
The Houston Texans and the Baltimore Ravens, 25-9. Cincinnati Bengals and the Cleveland Browns, the battle of the Ohio States, 24-3 is the Browns.
Boom, there's mine right there. Let me stop you real quick. 24-3?
Yeah.
Joseph Lee Burrow, I got an announcement to make. If you're going to sit here and sign a damn 5-year, $275 million contract and only throw under 100 yards – 82 to be exact. They need to void that contract.
Who are you talking about?
Joe Burrow.
Oh, Joe Burrow, yeah.
He only threw for 82 damn yards. 14 for 31. 82 yards, no touchdowns, no picks.
Relax, Garland. Void. It's just the beginning of the season.
Void the contract. Void it. That right there. That's the AFC North. You're supposed to own them dudes. But they've been owning you for the past, what? Last seven starts?
I thought Joe Burrow always owned them.
Nah, I think Cleveland's been owning Cincy. I think on season openers only, though. I think a season openers only, if I'm right.
You didn't get a lot out of Jamar Chase?
No. Nobody. You only got 3 points.
Well, Cleveland has always been a potential playoff threat anyway.
Yes.
With their
no,
defenses.
They have. Yes,
so
they
I'm
have.
Not, I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm not knocking Joe Burrow for anything because Cleveland is really far more tougher than most people would give their recognition for.
The problem, 82 yards. 82. That's a problem.
It's a good thing for Cleveland's defense.
Perfect. It is perfect for Cleveland. It's perfect
That's
for Cleveland's
sending
defense.
A statement on the behalf of Cleveland to the entire NFL. This is a statement. You mess with us, this is the result of our actions.
Yeah. But I'm talking about Joe Burrow. It's a disappointment.
Not to me, anyway.
It is. It is, especially when you just signed that big contract. That is a big disappointment. At least give you about 130 if you're going to do that. Not 130.
This is one game. One game.
Okay.
This is just one game. If he actually did that again in consecutive games, then we could talk about that. But this is just one game.
Okay.
Buccaneers and Vikings, 20-17 Buccaneers. Titans and Saints. Saints, 16-15. The 49ers and the Steelers, 30-7. The Cardinals and the Commanders. The Commanders, 20-16. The Packers and the Bears, Packers 38-20. The Raiders and the Broncos, the Raiders 17-16. The Dolphins and the Chargers, 36-34. The Dolphins, which I'm very impressed with.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Eagles and the Patriots, Eagles 25-20. The Rams and the Seahawks, Rams 30-13. And then Sunday Night Football embarrassment on the behalf of the Giants.
Yeah.
And the Cowboys, 40-0. And then, of course, the even though the disappointment of Aaron Rodgers being out for the season, the Jets pull off the Bills 22-16.
And that was a game-winning punt return by an undrafted rookie wide receiver, Andre Gibson. He was actually pretty much a walk-on as undrafted. And got on the team last week and delivered on that. And to me, that just seems like a spectacular, end story to mark up your career to the beginnings of your career as a rookie. Mm. It's phenomenal to me. Very phenomenal.
That's week one.
Yeah. I'm also impressed with the Rams. They're, I think, was that the Rams that won?
Yeah, it was the Rams.
To the Seahawks. And I'm also impressed with the 49ers and Brock Purdy. I'm amazed by that, too. Very amazed.
The Commanders and the Cardinals. I played. I played with the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
In Madden, and I'm the third string quarterback, and I have absolutely no starts yet, which I'm not surprised at, but that's beyond the point.
Right.
In week one, when I played them in the regular season, the Commanders in this game won 20-16, which Madden pretty much did right on that behalf. But the bigger problem that I'm having this is that I only lost by a touchdown.
Yeah, that's a major comeback.
If it wasn't for one button that I needed to do, and that was spike the ball to stop the clock, I would have won that game. One button. Instead of pressing circle, I pressed X. Congratulations.
Yeah.
I lost the game because of that.
Yeah, that game will be shown. Best to believe if it ain't already been shown.
If it ain't already been shown, it will be shown on the biggest comeback, one of my biggest comebacks, because I've never come back from, what was it, 40-19. I was down 40-19. Mm. Scored 2 touchdowns and was about to get ready to score my 3rd touchdown, 3 unanswered. Mm-hmm. And I think that would have been 20. No, it would have been at the point it was 16 unanswered. And it would have been about 20, roughly 24 unanswered had I hit the right button. But,
yeah. And you will see that gaffe on September 16th. So you will see that lovely gaffe that he decided to push the X button instead of the circle button. You will see that Saturday, September 16th. So
you would definitely see that. That was one of my greatest comebacks, and I still feel accomplished with that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. No doubt about that. So tune in September 16th right on YouTube. That will be the gaffe. That's why I should have named it, the gaffe.
Yeah. Yep. You still can.
I still want to stick with the still looking for one snap. I'm good with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm good with that.
That's the turnaround for Durrell. That's his whole ordeal, is how come I ain't started yet. So that's one of the biggest things about him that's frustrating. He's like, well, how come I ain't got to start yet? And I'm just sitting back like I'm expecting this, because this is one of the things that you have to do. You have to be able to prove yourself.
Well,
what you do.
Okay, well, if that's the case, then let's get into 2K then.
Oh, Lord.
Now, you know, in 2K24,
right?
You know that regardless of every 2K game that came out, you have to work your way up. You start from the bench, you have yourself like a nice little introduction, and then you work your way up to the starting. Not in this one. I don't know what the hell happened. I don't know if they decided they were just like, F it, we're just going to go ahead and just see how they can do from start, and then no introduction, no nothing to this, and we just go from there. And that's how it's been. I've been building my player up ever since. At the very beginning, low rating, and boom. That's it. And I'm like, okay. So I'm thinking, I went on and looked at other people that has actually put on 2K, and I've seen the same thing. So that's exactly pretty much how it starts. That's how it pretty much starts. So you go into the neighborhood and all that. So you don't get no nice little motivational videos or introduction or anything like that. You just go straight to the neighborhood and get busy. Okay, straight to the point. Cool.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah. Yeah, but the problem that I'm having is that you don't automatically be a low rating and become a starter to work your way up.
Yeah, that would be my problem. To automatically just start like that with a low rating of a 60, I struggle with that.
Yeah, it's hard, but that's okay. I'm getting better. I will have some videos out on that too. I think I already got 2 out already. If I'm already correct, I think I got 2 out. I'll have 2 more out within the next week or two. And yeah, actually, I got 1 coming out the same weekend that the gaff
is coming out. Yeah, we're pretty much solid for this week on the behalf of videos on YouTube. I think tomorrow we have some gameplay coming out as well, along with you know, this podcast, and then we have on Thursday Daryl's Reactions, and Friday we have Darius Notes, and both those days will also probably contain gameplay as well.
Gameplay, yeah.
And then with Saturday and Sunday, it's going to be gameplay all over again. It's going to be me with the gaff, and then it's going to be one of my simulator games. Check it out. And then I think, I do not have anything on Sunday. And I think today came out Formula One, if memory serves me correctly.
Yeah, today's Formula One.
Yeah, today's Formula One. That's the longest video I've done for any type of gameplay. If you're interested, if you're curious, take a look.
Check it out.
It's definitely worth the look, because I definitely enjoy playing it. Daryl enjoys playing it. We have our audio podcast on there with little highlights, and then we have our Daryl's Reactions, Darius Notes, and things like that. And along with all of our gameplay that we do as well. So
And
hopefully to start the live stream soon as well too. So we got some things.
We definitely got some serious work to do to make this work, but we're going to make this work. But yeah, on that behalf though, we really appreciate people that has been, you know, watching and supporting the channel.
And subscribing too.
And subscribing, yes. We're still on the road for 30 subscribers. We're trying to work our way up. We're trying to hit the 1,000 subscriber mark. And right now it's a struggle, but we're getting better. So hopefully with y'all support, which we really appreciate, that we'll get up to 30, and then we'll work way up to, you know, 35, and then 40, and then work all the way up, hopefully get to 1,000 at some point. But yeah, we really appreciate y'all and subscribing and liking the videos, some of them, and actually watching some of our stuff. It's fun stuff to do. We enjoy doing it. This was something we should have done earlier, like
a long time ago.
Yeah, we wasn't really looking to actually do it because we had busy work lives, and we had this, and then we had that. I think it would have worked out a lot when it came down to COVID. But
let's be real, it's one of our biggest regrets.
Yeah, it is. It is. And so now we're just building on our regrets, and hopefully that it'll get better. So that's what we're working at this point.
Yeah. But that's all I have. Anything else on that?
No, that's it for me.
All right, we can wrap it up.
All right. Once again, we appreciate everyone taking the time to listen to this podcast. Of course, you can slide on over to our YouTube page. You can check out all the content that we have, we just mentioned. And of course, you can check us out on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. On Twitter, we have at DTSD2414, and we have Instagram, the Watcher Brothers, so you can check it out. We'll have our little clips there also, based on podcast stuff like that. So yeah, thank you very much. Until then, I'm Daryl. Dance right across from me.
Yep.
All right, but until then, ciao.
Ciao.